not sure whether or not you should try something, always default to the try. You already are clear about what no looks like, so why wouldn't you play for yes? And as I close, I say to you, Carla, when you empower other people, you magnify and amplify your impact. You have all the goods that you need in order to maximize your success. Sincerely, Carla.
It's 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock.
And now the business news.
The business news.
The National Drug Law Enforcement Agency has foiled an attempt by a syndicate to export illicit drugs through the Lagos airport. This was done during an outward clearance of passengers on an Ethiopian airline to Amman via Addis Ababa. The NDLEA spokesperson Femi Babafemi says a suspect, Jonah Chukwuemeka, was arrested in connection to the drugs. Babafemi says that a total of 1,995 tramadol tablets with a gross weight of 900 grams hidden in locust beans in his luggage was intercepted. The Chief of Naval Staff Vice Admiral Awal Gambo is telling us that there is a miscalculation in determining how much Nigeria is losing in terms of oil theft. The naval boss is of the view that oil losses can occur due to other factors. Gambo says that it's highly unlikely that the nation's crude would be stolen in the estimated volume given the heightened presence of security forces in the creeks. And finally, shares in Asia have fallen after the chairman of the U.S. Central Bank said it would continue to raise interest rates to tackle soaring prices. Jerome Powell warned that the Federal Reserve's policies will cause some pain to households and businesses. High interest rates could make borrowing more expensive for individuals and companies, which could slow economic growth as well as inflation. That's the business news update on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Up next is I Beg to Differ.
Information at its peak. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm listening.
The upsets and drama continued in the quarterfinals.
This is truly the final before the final.
It felt like I was listening to a final. Was it just me?
The underdogs knocked out the last of the top four seeds.
Deborah, this is not the end for you, like I said.
For some, it seemed inevitable.
You telling me that a celebrity can be a role model is you telling me?
For some, it went down to the wire.
For the first time in this tournament, we have a tie.
For others, it took slaying a giant.
Deborah was so good that the judges said no.
But the hardest part of being in the final four is the fight to be in the final. It's the I Beg to Differ semifinals. Monday.
My name is Fibia Chibudu.
One winner.
My name is Afolani Busari Mane.
One winner. Tuesday.
I am Musa Nicholas.
One winner.
My name is Stephanie Alex.
One winner, 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and the best student debaters in Lagos, Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, Obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Booker Hot.
It's the I Beg to Differ semifinals, final four. Our debaters are one win away from the final. We are here right now, three debates away from one winner, 1 million naira. And speaking of the grand prize, a big thank you to all our sponsors and partners who have made I Beg to Differ happen. Webster University Ghana is our prize sponsor. Webster University gives you the opportunity to start your university education in Ghana and finish in the US or in Europe or in Asia. They also have multiple scholarship offerings, and they also offer master's degrees and other postgraduate degrees. If you are interested in getting started, especially because now ASUU has extended their strike indefinitely, give them a call on 09-122-374818. 09-122-374818. 1-8. Now, you know the winner of this tournament gets 1 million naira. But that's not the only prize up for grabs. Webster University Ghana is also giving the runner-up 500,000 naira and 250,000 naira to the second runner-up. Obuwizi.com has prizes for the top three finishers. They've been partnering with I Beg to Differ since the very first tournament in November 2021. They're giving the winner a laptop. The runner-up gets a tablet. The second runner-up gets a flip speaker. Obuwizi.com offers both new and good as new gadgets at affordable prices, all of them under warranty. They also provide repair, advisory, and after sales service. You can check them out on Instagram at Obiwizy. It's spelled Obiwezy. They are in Abuja at Omega Center Plaza. In Lagos, they're at number 26A Busola Duresimieti Drive, Lekki Phase 1. Or simply just go to their website, obiwizy.com. All four semi-finalists who will debate today and tomorrow will walk away with a tablet from RLG. RLG Communications is a Nigerian original equipment manufacturer. They're based in Ilesha, that's in Osun State. They manufacture laptops, desktop computers, decoders, smart electric meters, power banks, and yes, tablets. And all our contestants have gotten a goodie bag from Storm Body Spray. Big thank you to Storm Body Spray. Also, big thank you to our hospitality partner, Booker Hot, making sure each debater gets a good meal so that they can recharge after their debate, win or lose. But I always like to say that if you make it onto the live shows of I Beg to Differ, you haven't lost, you have won, because over 300 students auditioned to be where you were at today. Now, you know Booker Hot as a restaurant, but they also provide catering services, and they have a new outlet opening on Awolowo Way on the 1st of September. That's on Thursday. All right. Now that you've met our partners, let's debate. Our first debater is our number 16 seed. He is 13 years old in JS3 at Cayley College. He came in through the playoffs. He has defeated every high-ranked seed that he has faced in the round of 16 and in the quarterfinal. Fabian Chibundu, welcome to the I Beg to Differ semifinals.
Thank you, Ma.
Good to see you. And then our second debater is our number 12 seed. He's 13 years old in SS1 at Ifako International Secondary School. In his previous I Beg to Differ appearance, he made it to the semi-final as well and eventually came fourth. Emmanuel Busari, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you, ma'am.
The contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I will give you a topic. One of you will be in support. One of you will oppose. You will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions. And then you will each get another 3 minutes in the rebuttal round to address your opponent's point. And then you'll get another 3 minutes to close your arguments. Now, remember, there are no do-overs. If you make an error, the clock is the clock. My panel of judges will score both rounds based on number, quality and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will earn you high points. Number of opponents' points addressed, very important if you want to win. The strength of a rebuttal of each point will determine who stays and who goes home. Now, if your scores are tied, and I have a feeling about both of you, if your scores are tied, there will be a tiebreaker round. You'll switch sides. You'll have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You'll be scored for all new points you make, which were missed by your opponent, and for new rebuttals to the points that you made earlier on. I do hope that you read your emails for yourselves and you saw all the tips that we left in that email for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you already know your topic. Should government increase taxation to pay for better services? Or should government improve services first to justify tax increases? Now, let's decide who supports and who opposes. I've got a coin to decide this. Emmanuel, you're going to choose either heads or tails because you're the higher seed. If the coin lands on the one that you choose, you will support the motion. If it lands on the other side, then you will oppose the motion. Yes? And I am tossing the coin. Heads or tails?
Tails.
Tails, heads it is. So it means that Emmanuel will say government should improve services first to justify tax increases, while you will say that government should increase taxation to pay for better services. Gentlemen, we'll take a break. When we come back from this break, it'll be time for round one. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. You're listening to the semifinals of I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Mr. Study Abroad, welcome back.
Thanks, Monet. I missed Accra. But I'll never forget the canals of the Netherlands and beautiful St. Louis in the U.S. I really feel like a global citizen.
That's the Webster advantage. A quality American degree, small class sizes, top-notch campus facilities, and the chance to spend up to a school year in the U.S., Europe, or Asia.
Apply now to become a Webster University student for undergraduate studies or to pursue a master's program.
Call 0912-237-4818 and visit webster.edu.gh today.
The upsets and drama continued in the quarterfinals.
This is truly the final before the final.
It felt like I was listening to a final. Was it just me?
The underdogs knocked out the last of the top four seeds.
Deborah, this is not the end for you, like I said.
For some, it seemed inevitable.
You're telling me that a celebrity can be a role model? Is you telling me?
For some, it went down to the wire.
For the first time in this tournament, we have a tie.
For others, it took slaying a giant.
Deborah was so good that the judges said no.
But the hardest part of being in the final four is the fight to be in the final. It's the I Beg to Differ semifinals. Monday.
My name is Fibia Chibudu.
One winner.
My name is Afolayan Busari. My name.
One winner. Tuesday.
I am Musa Nicholas.
One winner.
My name is Stephanie Alex.
One winner, 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and the best student debaters in Lagos, Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, Obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Booker Hunt.
It's time for round one, the presentation round. Let's start with the motion supporter, Fabian Chibundu, 13 years old in JS3 at Cayley College. He will debate that government should increase taxation to pay for better services. Your 3 minutes start now.
According to Alfred Bushnell-Hart, tax is the price that a civilized community pays to remain civilized. Good day, panel of judges, Majid Totamika, fellow co-debater, my listening audience. My name is Fabian Chibundu from Cayley College. I know some played before us. Should government increase taxation in order to provide better services, or should they improve on services first to justify tax increase? And I strongly believe that government should increase taxation in order to provide better services with the following points. Firstly, with geometric population increasing in tens and services increasing in ones, how would government be able to provide adequate services with the rapid rate in increase of population? Furthermore, increase in taxation helps governments in revenue generation, which will further lead to funds and then good services. And I must add that increase in taxation helps government to meet up with the depreciating value of currency. It's no secret that Nigeria's currency is depreciating every day, and with a world that is running with the dollar, the government has to increase taxation in order to match this depreciating value. Furthermore, increase in taxation helps the government to meet up with increase in public utilities. Statistics have shown that the price to build a 100-kilometer road in 1998 has increased over 60% in 2022. So how would government be able to provide standard services if they do not increase taxation? Let me lead to my next point, that increase in taxation helps the government in management of the economy, as it will lead to good planning, good savings, and further lead to proper and adequate essential services. And I must add that increasing taxation helps in redistribution of income. All fingers are not equal and will never be equal. Government increases tax of high income earners and reduces tax of low income earners in order to bring balance to the society. Furthermore, Mohammed Taufik stated that taxation brings about contact between the government and the citizens. Let me lead you to my next point, that increase in taxation helps the government to balance between taxable and non-taxable citizens. The ratio between them is 1:3, but this rate continues to increase. If the government do not increase taxation, how will they be able to take care of non-taxable citizens like retirees and children? And let me tell you that increase in taxation helps government to control the consumption of goods that are dangerous to society, like tobacco, cigarettes, and alcohol. And in this, they also gain funds to provide better services. And Finally, increasing bad taxation leads to budget deficit and government debt. IMF appointed out that only 6% of Nigeria's active taxpayers pay tax. And that's one of the major reasons why Nigeria has budget deficits and the government is in such debt. In conclusion, in my opinion, taxation is like shopping. What I buy are government services. What I pay are my taxes. And if I really want to buy something, won't I pay for it at any cost? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Fabian Chivundu. You've got 40 seconds left. Well done. All right, Lagos, let's hear from his opponent, our number 12 seed, 13 years old in SS1 at Ifako International Secondary School, Emmanuel Busari. Your 3 minutes start now.
John Marshall, the power to tax is the power to destroy. And according to John Schoolman, what the government must pay, give must first of all take. The production capacity of our country depends on the workforce of the skill set of our workforce, which consists of machines, humans, and computers. And overloading this workforce with increasing taxes, that time was to put in the cart before the horse. But before I go deep into the topic, it's common courtesy to give honors to one else is due. Good day, moderator, panel of judges. I create time for my co-debater and my attentive audience. My name is Afolayan Busari Emmanuel, Boniface Territory of Ifako International Secondary School, and I meant to oppose the motion we state that government should increase taxes for better services, or government should improve services to justify payment of tax. First, the danger of corruption. Increasing tax is the mother of corruption, and this is an incentive for taxpayers to evade paying of tax, and they might want to engage in corrupt practices so as to escape paying of tax. Dead weight loss. Dead weight loss is also known as excess burden, and according to the Tax Foundation, doubling tax rates quadruples dead weight loss, which means that excess burden increases faster than the rate of excess, rather than the rate of revenue generation. Welfare loss. Welfare loss is defined as the decrease in social and economical welfare of society, and it doesn't speak of a society to decrease the welfare of the citizens so as to increase tax. So in my own opinion, government should improve services to justify payment of tax. It discourages investors. According to the Guardian newspaper, Tawo Oyedele tried to encourage some business owners who own businesses across Africa to build their headquarters in Nigeria, but they declined. This is because of the disincentives that they will have to face. And this doesn't speak well of the country. So to this end, government should improve services to justify payment of tax. Another reason why I strongly oppose the motion is food insecurity. According to Sarah Magnus, increasing tax causes food insecurity, and a common predicament is that farmers can't go to their farms because of bandits. So how are they supposed to deal with the increase in tax without them being able to go to their place of work? Inflation. Increasing tax leads to uneven rising in prices, and uneven rising in prices leads to reducing the purchasing capacity of consumers. So it therefore leads to inflation. So in my own opinion, government should improve services to increase tax. It leads to unhealthy migration of youth. Even though teens are youths, they, as long as they earn a certain amount of income, they are entitled to pay tax. So, and because it might overwhelm them, they might try and boycott paying tax by migration. So that youths do not go into unhealthy migration, it's better for governments to improve services rather than just increasing taxation. Economic crisis. The social situation of our society is in dire need of help, and increasing taxes will further just push our society into crisis. So by improving services, we can push Nigeria out of recession. Finally, increasing tax just leads to internal land disputes. Internal land disputes has been going on in Nigeria for a very long period of time, and many lives have been lost due to this cause. To prevent loss of life due to this cause, government should improve services to justify payment of tax. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Emmanuel Busari. Well done. He's our number 12 seed. He's 13 years old in SS1. At Ifako International Secondary School. Like I told you in his previous I Beg to Differ appearance, he made it to the semi-final and eventually came fourth. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Our debaters just talked about whether government should increase taxation to pay for better services or should improve services first to justify tax increases. Let's take a break. When we come back from this break, it will be time for the rebuttal round.
Hey, Ben, Mr. Study Abroad, welcome back.
Thanks, Monet. I miss Accra, but I'll never forget the canals of the Netherlands and beautiful St. Louis in the U.S. I really feel like a global citizen.
That's the Webster Advantage. A quality American degree, small class sizes, top-notch campus facilities, and the chance to spend up to a school year in the U.S., Europe, or Asia.
Apply now to become a Webster University student for undergraduate studies or to pursue a master's program.
call 0912-237-4818 and visit webster.edu.gh today.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's time now for the rebuttal round. And for the rebuttal round, we're going to start with Emmanuel Bosari. Emmanuel Bosari, your 3 minutes start now.
All protocols duly observed. I remain a following Bishop Emmanuel. I would like to start my rebuttal round by addressing the first point that my opponent made. So that how are governments supposed to provide services? There are other sources that a country involves in making money. Like in Nigeria, Nigeria produces crude oil and in India, they provide medical services for other countries. So there are other means of making income that can help a country provide services. Revenue generation. There are other forms of revenue generation. Like I said before, Nigeria makes its money from crude oil. So saying that increasing taxes will lead to revenue generation is wrong, because rather improving services will make more doors open to for revenue generation, depreciation of value. Increasing taxes does not solve the depreciation in Nigeria in value. Increasing tax doesn't solve it. So by saying that is preposterous, because it will just allow fat cats to embezzle the money gotten from the taxes and increase in prices for amenities. That, like I said before, there are other sources of making money. So the government can be able to provide enough money so that it can pay for the amenities for the society. Management of income, management of the economy. Like I said before, increasing taxes allows governments to make enough money to manage the economy. So increasing taxes management of economy is not an excuse to increase taxes. Redistribution of income. Rather than increasing taxes, improving services will lead to redistribution of income, because the government, by improving services, it will lead to redistribution of income, and it will help the people who are not capable of paying taxes. It leads connection between government and citizens. It actually does not, because by improving services, that's when you see a bond between citizens and government is built, because citizens will now have a sense of trust for their government, knowing that if they were to pay the taxes, then there will be improvements in services. It allows them to take care of non-tax-paying citizens. What is the assurance that the taxes that have been increased will be spent wisely? How are you so sure that it will not be embezzled? Because as we can see in Nigeria, most of the money that Nigeria gains is not being put into sensible uses. So by increasing taxes, we're not sure whether it will be put into helping non-tax-paying citizens. And that's all that I was able to gather from my opponent's rebuttal round. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Emmanuel Bosari, and well done. You had 42 seconds left. Fabian Chibundu, 3 minutes for your rebuttal round, and it starts.
You mentioned that John Marshall stated that the power to tax is the power to destroy. But might I ask you that power to tax is actually the power to create, as taxation has led to the creation of many machines, like you stated yourself, many machines, and other people are being blessed with jobs due to taxation. And you also mentioned the danger of corruption. Might I say increase in taxation brings about accountability, as the government will need to be accountable for the reason why they are increasing taxation. You also mentioned excess body. But might I tell you that this body will be reduced, as the government to now be able to fund for machines that will aid the economy. And let me tell you, if you give someone 10 naira and expecting them to buy you 100 naira indomie, would that ever happen? No, that's the situation we're putting the government in currently. You will never be able to receive the end products if you don't give them a bit more. You also mentioned welfare laws. But might I tell you that welfare laws, that the government will be able to provide better services, like I earlier stated, to match the welfare laws. And you also mentioned increasing inflation. But that the economic says that VAT leads to rise in cost of goods, and therefore reducing disposable income. These citizens will now be able to pick the goods that are necessary for their well-being, therefore reducing inflation of unnecessary goods. You also mentioned unhealthy migration. But where will this youth migrate to? Isn't it still in the country? Because of those services that the country was able to bring about, because government is now able to provide good services because increase in taxation, and that is where the youth will migrate to. You also mentioned economic crisis. Like I earlier stated, increase in taxation we will bring about better services because of funds and revenue generation, and therefore reducing economic crisis. You also mentioned international disputes and internal disputes. These people are actually thinking for the short term and not for the long term. Increasing taxation might not benefit them now, but in the long run, it will. And the funny thing is that research has shown that people that actually go into these internal disputes and social unrest actually are tax evaders, and tax evasion is an illegal avoidance of tax, and which is a crime, and all of them should be punished. And might I tell you that increasing taxation also brings about increasing taxation also allows the government to take care of the citizens and also helps them to eradicate insecurity. As I mentioned, food insecurity is largely due to bandits. But if the government increases taxation, which will bring about accountability, therefore reducing corruption, the government will also be able to deal with the insecurity problem, therefore eradicating bandits and also increasing the revenue in which the citizens can obtain. Also reducing poverty and increasing employment rates. Also, it will also aid the economic growth of the country. And I still remain Fabian Chibnu, and I stand strong by my notion that government should increase taxation in order to provide better services. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Fabian Chibundu. Well done. Okay, let's take another break. When we come back from this break, it will be time for their closing round. Now, for this closing round, we will hear from the motion supporter, Fabian Chibundu. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is I Beg to Differ, the very first semi-final match. The final four will receive tablets from RLG Communications. Whoever wins today will return on Monday for the final. Whoever doesn't win today will return on Monday as well for the third place match. Don't go away, Lagos. This is Nigeria Info 99.3.
The upsets and drama continued in the quarterfinals.
This is truly the final before the final.
It felt like I was listening to a final. Was it just me?
The underdogs knocked out the last of the top four seeds.
Deborah, this is not the end for you, like I said.
For some, it seemed inevitable.
You telling me that a celebrity can be a role model is you telling me?
But for some, it went down to the wire.
For the first time in this tournament, we have a tie.
For others, it took slaying a giant.
Deborah was so good that the judges said no.
But the hardest part of being in the final four is the fight to be in the final. It's the I Beg to Differ semifinals. Monday.
My name is Fabian Chibundu.
One winner.
My name is Afolayan Busari. My name.
One winner. Tuesday.
I am Musa Nicholas.
One winner.
My name is Stephanie Allen.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and the best student debaters in Lagos, Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Booker Hot.
So, it's been almost 200 days of ASUU strike. Are you tired or not? Because I think I am. You know how you always say, what God cannot do does not exist. Guess what? If you've ever wanted to go to an American university, now is your chance. Webster University Ghana Campus is taking applications for its undergraduate and graduate programs for August and October intakes. I mean, you can get a scholarship to study computer science, management, psychology, media studies, or international relations. Webster also has its master's degrees in business, international relations, and human resource management. I mean, this gives you an opportunity to start your college education in Ghana and finish in the US of A, USA, Europe, or Asia. If you're looking for more details on this information, all you have to do is call the number 091-223-74818. 091-223-74818 now for more details.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Thank you again to Webster University Ghana for giving us the money that we'll be giving these children. One of them in this room could go home with 1 million naira. And the person who doesn't go home with 1 million naira could go home with 250,000 naira if they win their third place match. They will definitely be receiving tablets from RLG Communications. One of them will definitely definitely get a speaker from obiwizi.com. One of them will definitely receive all kinds of prizes from our other sponsors. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. It's time now for the closing round. Now, for our first and second rounds, you have listened to 13-year-olds debate. Should government increase taxation to pay for better services, or should government improve services first to justify tax increases? Our first debater was 13 in JS3 at Cayley College. Well, he is 13 in JS3 at Cayley College. He's our number 16 seed. Caming through the playoffs, has defeated every higher ranked seed that he has faced in the round of 16 and in the quarterfinal. Fabian Chibundu, that's his name. He supports that the government should increase taxation to pay for better services. His opponent is our second debater, our number 12 seed, 13 years old as well, in SS1 at Ifako International Secondary School. And like I said, in his previous I Beg to Differ appearance, he made it to the semi-final as well. Eventually, he came fourth. Emmanuel Bosari says that government should improve services first to justify tax increases. Now, for the first round, we started with the motion supporter and then we went to the motion opposer. During the rebuttal round, we started with the motion opposer and then went to the motion supporter. For this closing round, we'll start again with Fabian Chibundu, the motion supporter. Your final 3 minutes start now.
My opponent stated that revenue and there are other means of revenue generation. But might I tell you that the government also utilizes this, especially when research has proven that 60% of Nigerians populace avoid tax, and 6% of our active taxpayers do not actually take them, are the only ones that pay tax. You also mentioned that it doesn't take away depreciation. Yes, it actually evens out depreciation, as government is now able to fund for better services. You also mentioned management is not largely dependent on taxation, increasing taxation. But I tell you that it is, because services is largely dependent on funds. And what does that taxation does? It increases revenue and brings about funds. You said it doesn't also increase the relationship between the government and the citizens. But I also tell you that, like our earlier statements, the government, when it increases taxation, it will bring about accountability, and therefore the citizens will have transparency between them and the government. And now I join my voice with that of Joyce Marshall and state that for patriots like myself, paying tax gives me a feeling of responsibility, of being part of the fabric of our country and contributing to the common good. In addition to this, one of the characteristics of tax in law is quid pro quid, which says that you should pay tax without expecting any specific thing in return. Furthermore, a principle of tax is flexibility, which allows the government to increase and decrease taxation as situation deems fit, and especially in a situation that has proven difficult for Nigeria. Furthermore, government aids and protects infants and local industries by increasing tax of imported goods. Therefore, eradicating poverty and increasing employment rates. And might I tell you that increase in taxation helps governments reach with urban migration. Like you stated, most youth migrate to other areas. So would the state government have to wait before they increase taxation to match this state's population growth? The answer is emphatically no. Furthermore, the increase in taxation helps the government to match the increase in demand of civil servants to increase their minimum wage. And I must add that the little light that has been seen by Nigeria's tertiary institution that are facing today is largely due to the 2% education tax paid by companies. And finally, increase in millionaire tax. Government increases tax of high-income earners and is said to be key funds in investments, because these people pay more, yet they pay less, which shouldn't be. In conclusion, I still stand by my stance that government should increase taxation in order to provide better services. Like they say in street slang, better soup, na money may come.
Hey, Fabian Chibundu. Fabian Chibundu is 13. He's our number 16 seed. He's a student at Cayley College. Fabian coming through the playoffs. And Fabian says, I pay tax. Who do you pay tax to, Fabian? You're 13 and in secondary school. Where are you paying tax, Fabian? Let's come to his opponent now for his own closing round. You've got 3 minutes, Emmanuel Bosari. Emmanuel is our number 12 seed. He's also 13 years old. He's in SS1 at Ifako International Secondary School. 3 minutes and it starts now.
I would like to start my conclusion. by stating that increase in tax without improving services leads to resource mismanagement, because the government will be too busy with the increase in tax. The natural resources given to us by God will be mismanaged by people who don't have the legal rights to use it. It also leads to increase in terrorist attacks. This is because the government will be too focused on increase in the on the taxations that they won't be able to focus on internal attacks by terrorists and waste of funds. The money that is spent on advocating, increase in tax, like putting up banners, ads, and billboards, the money can be used to improve services that can that would prove to us that this is justified for them to increase the tax. And stagnancy, increase the tax would just to stagnancy, because there is no assurance that the government will use the taxations that are being paid to giving to them. There is no assurance that they will use this reasonably. And according to Albert Einstein, one of the most intelligent people in the world, he said that one of the most hardest things to do is to understand tax. So even though the smartest things agrees, one of the smartest people in the world agrees that tax is very confusing, so therefore increasing it will just increase it will increase the confusion level. And also according to somebody once said, collecting more tax than needed is now legalized robbery, because it's only a man that works for his own money with his own sweat that knows how to use the money. And in your rebuttal, and you said that they'll be able to provide services, like I said before, there's no assurance that the money will be spent on social amenities and basic infrastructures. And you said by yourself that the VAT value added tax increases the price of goods, so this will allow people to be able to it reduce the purchasing power of consumers and better services. There's no assurance that it will be put into services, because countries like Nigeria now, the revenue that is being gained is not being put into better services. And also take care of citizens. It has not been assured that the money paid will be able to be used to take care of citizens and reducing corruption. Rather, it increases corruption. This is because it will allow the fat cats to be able to provide an incentive for fat cats to embezzle the money gotten from increasing tax and reduction of poverty. There is no assurance that the increase in tax will be put into taking care of the citizens of a society. And I said this will also aid economy's growth. The money that is being paid, the tax that is originally being paid, why hasn't the government put it into social amenities and basic infrastructure? So if the government can't manage the present amount of tax, why should it then be increased? I end my conclusion. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Emmanuel Bosari. Well done. Great job to both of you. I want you to remember that you are both 13 years old. 13 years old. It's impressive that you are on Nigerian radio debating for 1 million people in Lagos about taxes at 13. It is so impressive that you've made it all the way to the semifinals. You are the last four standing. I want you to pat yourselves on the back. You've done so well. Congratulations to both of you and well done.
Thank you.
Well done, well done, well done. Okay. Let's take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll see if we have a winner or if we have a tie. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to the semi-final, the very first one for this edition of I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The upsets and drama continued in the quarterfinals.
This is truly the final before the final.
It felt like I was listening to a final. Was it just me?
The underdogs knocked out the last of the top four seeds.
Deborah, this is not the end for you, like I said.
For some, it seemed inevitable.
You're telling me that a celebrity can be a role model is you telling me?
But for some, it went down to the wire.
For the first time in this tournament, we have a tie.
For others, it took slaying a giant.
Deborah was so good that the judges said no.
But the hardest part of being in the final four is the fight to be in the final. It's the I Beg to Differ semifinals. Monday.
My name is Fibia Chibudu.
One winner.
My name is Afolani Busari.
One winner. Tuesday.
I am Musa Nicholas.
One winner.
My name is Stephanie Abel.
One winner, 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and the best student debaters in Lagos, Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Booker Hot.
Thank you again to both of you for a wonderful debate, but there can only be one winner. And so in the presentation round, Fabian Chibundu scored 58. Emmanuel Busari scored 61. For presentation style, Fabian Chibundu 23. Emmanuel Busari 17. In the rebuttal round, Fabian and Emmanuel tie at 44. For rebuttal style, Fabian scores 23. Emmanuel scored 20. In the closing round, Fabian Chibundu scored 23. Emmanuel scored 26. For closing style, Fabian scored 17. Emmanuel scored 14. And the debater, moving on to the fourth ever I Beg to Differ final, is Fabian Chibundu with 188 points to 182 points. Well done, Fabian.
Thank you.
Congratulations. The amazing thing is that you were on the playoffs, and here you are today in the finals. Congratulations, Fabian. How does it feel?
It feels really nice.
I know. All the sleepless nights are paying off, right?
Yes.
Right? Thank you. Congratulations. Emmanuel, well done. Thank you for taking part. You did so well. It's not the end of the road to you. You're going to be coming back for the third place match on Monday. You still have one more battle. And if you fight really hard, you could go home as a third place winner. But well done to you, Emmanuel. Good job and congratulations. All right, Emmanuel Busari leaving the studio now. We're going to send you an email by the time we know who your opponent is tomorrow. You get an email to prepare. Monday at 4 p.m., you'll be here bright and early for your final match. Congratulations to you again.
Thank you, ma'am.
Well done. All right. All right. Emmanuel is out there surrounded by family and friends. He's not taking the loss very well. Shedding a number of tears. But it is what it is. There must be one winner. And he did not give his best today. But well done to both of them. In my book, they're both winners.